Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Brad Arnder and Andrea May with the Downtown Arts Alliance and the Art Crawl that's coming up this Thursday night. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Brad, I'd like to start with you. The Downtown Arts Alliance, you're the president right now, and Andre, you're going to be incoming president. We'll get to that in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about the Downtown Arts Alliance and some of the strides that you've made in the downtown area.
Well, the Downtown Arts Alliance was formed to support the crawl, to accept donations and grants to market the crawl. The Downtown Gallery Crawl was a group of artists that had galleries in downtown Monroe and now in downtown West Monroe. And we host events every 2 months. We host a crawl every 2 months to get people to come down and have a good time. It's just a cultural event for our community.
Andrea, how did you become with the become involved with the Arts Alliance?
Well, it's probably about it started about 3 years ago, but I would guess probably about 2 years ago. I heard about it. Knew someone in Sugar Gallery, which was Alan Brotman, and I would call and bug him and say, can I come hang my art in the gallery for the gallery crawl? Not really knowing what it was all about, just knew that it was a place that I could come hang my art. And so it once I got to know everybody, like Brad and Edmund and some of the other artists, it really was great, you know, and I wanted to do it more. And I wanted to help expand it and make it bigger and better.
So just a simple inquiry, and now on the verge of becoming president of the Alliance.
Yeah, exactly. But I started off in Sugar Gallery, and then the space next door became vacant, so I took that and named it Mystic Art Gallery. And so I'm really excited about our expansion. I think we started off with, three galleries, and now we're up to eight, I'm fixing to be nine.
Wow, yeah.
So
expanding in that way and also expanding with the number of anniversaries, third anniversary celebration.
Third anniversary.
Lots of stuff planned for this Thursday evening, right, Brad?
That's right. This time we're going to have eight participating galleries. We're planning on having about six bands. We're adding musicians to this crawl. About 66 artists all total.
Just from the area, anybody from out of state? Or
actually, the artist I'm showing is from New Mexico. So we generally show local art. We want to support our local artists as much as possible. Mm-hmm. That is the goal. Also to help our downtowns, West Monroe and Monroe.
Now, they made the proclamation to where they renamed North 2nd actually Art Alley, correct?
That's
yes.
Correct. We decided that we were in a position where, since they closed off the railroad track at between Desired Street and North 2nd Street, they closed off that one little alleyway. People were having trouble finding us. That's where the majority of our galleries are located. So we went to the powers that be to discuss with them what we could do to actually change the name of that street. It's just one block. And we decided on Art Alley, and we're very proud to be able to rename a street.
Yes, we are.
Andre, when you have folks that come by for the art crawls, what is some of the feedback that you hear from people who attend the events? Because it's a varied audience, and a lot of times you have some of the younger folks, which I understand you had a children's art camp, which we'll talk a little bit about that. But what is the consensus of the community in having an art crawl like this here in Monroe?
Oh, they love it. People that come for the first time, they come up to me and they're like, oh my word, we didn't know. We love it. The art's great. There's lots of talent. There's lots to see. You know, they just think it's the greatest thing ever. And they usually come back, you know, and they bring more. So it's great.
And always something new.
Yeah.
The general response that I've received is, this is the first crawl that I've been to, and I won't miss another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love to hear
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And teaching some of the youngsters this summer with the children's art camp. So was that a fun experience? Was that the first time that you've had art camp for the kids?
That was the first time I'd done the art camp for the kids. In my gallery, I had I have a wall that I had specially built for the kids. and for kids to be able to come show their art. So they have a, it's called the Young Artist Wall. Mm-hmm. So this summer I decided I'd do an art camp. And so we had a lot of fun. It was 4 weeks and about 13 kids.
Promising artist.
Yes. Yeah. And let me tell you, every one of them have a gift. They are very talented, lots of fun. They'll all be showing between 4 to 6 paintings that they did during the art camp. So they're all excited about having their art in a gallery. So,
yeah, special event there. Also a special dedication coming up at the event.
Yes, we'll be doing a special dedication for Edmund Williamson. As most of you know, he passed away last year. He was the first gallery downtown. He got all of this moving. Mm-hmm. I would call him the grandfather of all this. He definitely, for me, he is the one who introduced me to art, and without him, I wouldn't be an artist, period.
So a lot of good things in the special presentation, I believe, a passing of the torch as Andre takes over as president of the Arts Alliance. So that's going to be held at the end of the crawl coming up tomorrow night?
Yes, at 9 o'clock in the Judges Park.
Well, Brad Arender, Andrea May with the Downtown Arts Alliance. The art crawl coming up tomorrow evening, and the hours on the crawl that folks can come by.
It's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.